67 days from Auburn and Baylor. There's something about when you get under 70. Something about when you reach the end of June, and we're now at the end of June. You made it, by the way, you made it to your last month without, like, we don't actually have football in July, but we have media days in July.
Sure.
You have some big commitments coming up tomorrow. I mean, there's plenty of football stuff, but I feel like making it to June is an important benchmark in the calendar year, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, I think every day we get a little closer, for sure. Every month we get a little bit closer to football season, clearly.
True.
Last day of June, so yeah. Let's rock and roll.
All right, I'm looking at the roster today, and I'm seeing, all right, who's number 67, and we can kick off our show with...
We're starting with this?
Yeah.
We have two major targets announcing tomorrow. We're starting with this?
Well, we also have a show tomorrow. Or are they announcing before our show tomorrow?
I don't know what time they're announcing, actually. One's at night.
Okay. Well, we can talk about him on the show tomorrow.
Go ahead, Brad.
We may be changing on the floor. No, when's the other one announcing?
Dobson's 1 o'clock. I don't think we get him.
Okay.
Evans is 7:31. MJ... I don't see Tay Walden on here. I don't know what time Tay Walden's announcing.
All right. We can talk about Tay Walden if you want to. I know you love talking about Tay Walden. I know you are living
I had a few people. So I think about Tay Walden when I'm drinking my coffee in the morning.
Sure.
I had a few people send me pictures of them drinking coffee, and they just said, thinking about Tay Walden. And I'm like, let's go. Let's go. It's a movement. You think people in Oregon are thinking about Tay Walden when drinking their coffee? No.
Probably not.
No, that's just in Auburn. Why would you go there? Go where they're thinking about you first thing in the morning.
You're ready to put your boat out and get the oars out and row on Tay Walden Pond. You're ready to go on Tay Walden.
That's right.
All right. What do you think he does at Auburn? What do you think he plays at Auburn if he commits to Auburn?
You don't want to talk about this.
Sure, I do. I want you. I do.
He plays Heisman Trophy at Auburn. I don't know. Brad, he's so good.
Yeah, really.
He's so good.
Okay,
he's unbelievably good.
Where does he? But he's a two way guy, right?
Yeah, and he's being recruited by DVD and Cody. I don't know. I think you play him at both.
So you think he becomes Auburn's first two way player since? Has Auburn ever had a two way player? Am I missing someone?
We've had guys switch positions.
Right, yeah. Like Trevon Reed played receiver in DB.
But he wasn't both in the same year,
correct,
obviously, which is what you're saying.
Like a true two-way player. Jay Ratliff played tight end and defensive line, but not in the same game or same season. Carlos Dansby was a wide receiver in high school, but he wasn't ever going to play wide receiver here.
I can't think of one.
I can't. Is there some, like, are people watching or listening just pounding the...
Is there an obvious...
steering wheel? Right, yeah. The last two-way player. I feel like if you're even a decent two-way player, you're in the Heisman Trophy discussion. Don't you feel like that's the bar? Just kind of be a decent two-way player.
So I Googled Auburn two-way players. Tay Walden came up. I'm just saying, does Google know something we don't? I'm just saying.
Well, your Google does. Your Google understands your algorithm very well.
I could Google Georgia football roster and Tay Walden would come up at this point.
Correct. Yeah. You could.
Oh, here's one. This says, I don't know if this is right. This says Tucker Fredrickson, widely recognized as Auburn's most famous two-way player.
There you go.
He's an All-American who starred on both sides of the ball, fullback and safety, before being selected number one overall in the 1965 draft.
Well, there you go.
I didn't know that.
I didn't. I think I should have known that, but I didn't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tucker Fredrickson. When we have our conversations, and it's just because neither one of us watched him play. In fact, neither one of us were close to watching him play.
But for the record, you were closer.
Significantly, yeah. significantly.
I wouldn't say significantly
closer. I'm a good bit older than you, even though we look like we're close in age. I'm a fair amount older.
How old are you?
45.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. If I keep my face clean and shaven, I look
35. You look great. You don't look 45.
Right. Yeah. As long as I don't have the beard. When I have the goatee or the beard.
Do I look older today than I did yesterday?
You do look a little older today than yesterday.
Feel older today.
One of the things that I try to tell myself if I'm in a funk physically, like, and I'm not motivated to work out or walk or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like, you're never going to be younger than you are today. Today is the youngest you're ever going to be the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Quit making excuses. Get after it.
Sure. Your prime's not done.
Right. Yeah.
Well, go get it.
Prime or not, I ain't getting younger. So.
Right.
All right. So he could be the first two-way guy since Tucker Fredrickson. That's pretty, if you put it in that context, it's really exciting to think about if he commits to Auburn. Okay.
And I don't even know if the staff truly wants him to play two ways or not, but I think he does.
Yeah.
So you have to recruit him, is that?
Correct.
He would be the best corner in this class. He would also be the best receiver in this class, regardless.
Yeah. That makes me think of stories like a Reggie Torbore, who was just a standout on the defensive line at Auburn 20 plus years ago, played in the NFL a long time. And everybody was recruiting him as he wanted to be a running back, and they were recruiting him as a running back. And I think Tubbs told him, like, yeah, you can have a shot to play running back. And like the second day, he's
didn't Tubbs recruit Philip Rivers as a safety?
I think so. I think he may, or as a tight end.
Wasn't quarterback.
No, it wasn't quarterback. I think it was tight end. Philip Rivers wouldn't have played it. That was Jason Campbell's era. That was the same time as Jason Campbell.
He's a little younger, though, isn't he?
I don't think so. I think they're only about a year apart.
Okay.
Tubbs did that with a lot of guys. Like Ben Grubbs was a defensive lineman. They turned into an O-lineman. Dansby was a receiver. They made a safety and then a linebacker. Jay Ratliff, as we mentioned. They're
when you actually had to stay put, you got developed and you fit a system. So
How about that? Yeah, ask those guys if they mind their position changes as they.
Yeah, I mean Jeremiah Wright.
Correct.
Stayed put in an era that where you don't stay put, and he got drafted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That development piece. Nobody talks about the development piece anymore.
The D word matters for sure.
Yeah, it does. All right, can I get into the roster thing now?
Yeah, I feel better about it now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good. So I looked for number 67 because we're 67 days away from kickoff. There is no number 67.
Okay.
Right. There's also no 66, nor is there a 68. We don't have a 66, a 67, or a 68. But we have three 11s, and we have three of some other number. We have three 19s.
Wait, who are the three 11s?
Okay. The three 11s are Darian Smith, Will Myers, a sophomore quarterback, and Brady Marchese, the freshman receiver.
I've been told it's Marchese.
Marchese is correct.
I used to call him Mar. I said Marchese for several podcasts, and no one corrected me.
Thank you for that. I'm glad that you.
No one corrected me. Yeah. You weren't as wrong as me, but I think Marchese. Still wrong.
Yeah. Should he change it to remove the CH because most people are gonna make the chest sound? Maybe people are saying, but
I'd lean into Marchese and reach out to Kraft for an NIL deal.
Brady, macaroni, and
I need more cheese. You mean Marchese?
Marchese.
What? I'm here. What do you need? Marchese, more cheese.
I got to tell you, that's a good point.
That just came to me. You're welcome.
You're brilliant.
I'm feeling red hot today.
You're going out with a bang in June. So, yeah, those are the 11. So, Marchese, Smith, and Myers are the three 11s. The three 19s. Are Reese Brush, Scrap Richardson, and Jake Johnson.
Forgot all about Scrap Richardson.
Yeah. Why do we have three of one number? Dual numbers are one thing. You got to have dual numbers. But why do we have three of one number and zero of three right in a row in the 60s? Well,
19, 11, I don't, 11, those guys are never going to be on the field at the same time. I'm not worried about that. 19, like, it's a rough scenario for Jake Johnson and QB3 to be on the field at the same time, tight end one and QB3, but not impossible.
Right.
Not impossible. Like, Will Myers isn't going to play a quarterback.
Right, right.
But to be fair, if he did, Brady Marchese would probably be in with him.
That's a good point. In which point, Reese Brush wouldn't be on the field, and Jake Johnson's probably off the field at that point. So
true.
But I it's a little tongue-in-cheek, so I'm not, like, actually losing sleep over this or about to rampage, but what are we doing? How do we not have a 66, 67, or 68, but we have three 11s and three 19s?
But those players aren't going to wear those numbers.
Why not? Jake Johnson could be a 67.
No, he couldn't.
Why?
Because it's not an eligible number.
Oh, well, that's a good reason. Yeah, but other than that logic,
are you trolling me?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Put some of those guys, it's like, I don't
think Darian Smith could. Darian Smith could.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't. 11 looks way better. However, when he wears 11, I'm like, I always forget who he is because I'm like, you look like a linebacker.
Yeah.
And that's, you're not. You're not.
Or find somebody else that has a number that doesn't belong to their position. Like, Walter Mathis Jr. is 10.
That's fine.
It's not
Buddy Mathis being 10 is fine.
Give him a bigger number than that. He's bigger than a number 10. See, this
I
is.
Mean, that I said the same thing about Darian Smith, but like,
yeah,
defensive linemen, Auburn's got a nice run of like defensive linemen having lower digit numbers.
Yeah. Jonathan Echols being number one at tight end.
That's fine.
I don't care for that all that much.
Your internet's going out.
I don't
out.
Care for that all that much.
Yeah. I don't care for your internet, but we deal with it every day. Please let me buy you a new computer. Please let me buy you a new computer.
This is... Stop.
For
this
my birthday, thing, let though. Me buy you a new computer. That is my ask.
This is that quirky thing, though, to where, like, I go all Michael Douglas falling down about the roster numbers or the jersey numbers on the official roster. You don't care at all. And half of our audience does not care at all, like to the point of getting frustrated about how much they don't care.
Uh-huh.
The other half, though, is with me on it. They're like, yeah, nope, hate triple numbers.
But you haven't made an argument yet. None of those triple numbers can wear 60s.
Well, my gosh, Zach, I can't go through the whole thing and find somebody who's wearing a number.
If you're going to be mad about it, have a basis for it. I'm all about you being mad. I love it when you're mad, but have a basis for the madness. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
You want tight ends to wear numbers in the 60s? That ain't happening, Brad Law. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Does it work that way?
Do we have some double numbers in the 50s or the 70s that we could use? Not
See, that's where I thought you were going. And, like, okay. I don't even think that crossed your mind because you were so enraged already. You've let the rage cloud your judgment.
William Greer McDuffie is a linebacker wearing 52, which is fine. Derek Plaz is wearing 52. Give one of those guys a 66.
It would have to be, it would have to be Plaz.
Yeah.
And Plaz can wear whatever number he wants.
See, these guys having all the freedom to wear whatever number they want is how we got into this mess in the first place. There aren't any double 70s. Nobody has a double number in the 70s. That's surprising.
Well, the 60s and 70s are really the only, I guess 80s to some extent, are only positions where, like, one position can wear them.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be an offensive lineman, and you don't have 20 offensive linemen.
Yeah. Michael Matthews Canty, a junior linebacker, he's wearing 51. Kyle Ellis is 51. Give Matthews Canty 53 or 54. There's no 53 or 54.
54 is a classic linebacker number, too.
It's an outstanding linebacker number. Yes.
Yeah.
What are the best numbers for the positions? Do you understand what I'm asking? What's the best linebacker number ever?
54 is up there.
55, I think, probably takes the cake, though.
Yeah, 51's up there.
Okay. How much of this is Patriots based for you?
A lot.
Yeah. Sure.
A lot. No, 54, like Teddy Bruschi. Like, yeah, come on. Yeah. Let's go.
And see, I go 55 to Keo Spikes. That's the first thing I think of. When I think of a prototypical linebacker, I think big old thick neck to Keo Spikes.
This will strengthen both of our cases. I'm pretty sure. Like growing up when I was getting into football, I loved watching the Bears defense because of Urlacher and Lance Briggs. And I believe they were 54 and 55 respectively. And so that like molded in my brain, like, yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like. Then, of course, 52, arguably the best linebacker ever. I'm going to get some pushback on this, but Ray Lewis wore 52.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to argue that.
Yep. So, yeah, I think those are the numbers to me. And I said 51. I might have said that just without thinking. I'm trying to – who's a good 51? Did Gerard Mayo wear 51? Terrible head coach. Really good player.
But those 50s, like I even think of the guy who played alongside Takeo, Ricky Neal, and he was 50. So you get 50 and 55. That's so psychologically pleasing, right? And and they're just thumping people.
I also – this is an Owen Papo thing, I think. But I kind of like the number zero at linebacker.
Yeah. I guess.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I don't love it. Trey Blackmon wore 10. I thought he wore zero for a minute until I just looked that up. But
I don't think you could afford. I don't think zero was allowed then.
You're right. No, you're right. What is the best cornerback number? Because this one could be all over the place.
No, absolutely not. There is one number that's better than all the other corners.
Okay. And what is it?
Say it. No, say it. No, you tell me. You say it.
I think 23 is a great cornerback number.
One off is 24.
I think 13 is a great cornerback number.
13?
I think 13 is a fantastic cornerback number. I think 22.
Who am I missing at corner? So the 13 at corner that's sticking out to me is it Javaris Davis?
I'm not doing all these based on a player.
I understand, but you have to have a basis for like the 13. Who wore it?
Antoine Nolan. Antoine Nolan in the 90s wore 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 24. That's not 24. Up for debate.
Okay. Not up for debate. But when I think 24, I think running back, though. So much
really?
Of this. Yeah. Well, yeah, because of Cadillac. I'm not branching out very far with these. Like, geographically, I'm sitting right here in the heart of Lee County, and I'm not going very many other places.
Yeah. No, 24, though, man. Like, some of it's Patriots enthused because of Stephon Gilmore, but Darrell Revis wore 24.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson wore 24. I think Champ Bailey wore 24.
Mm-hmm. Blake Countess wore 24.
Sure. He's probably your favorite player of all time because he played at Auburn and Michigan.
He played in both. I was really excited.
You've been waiting
when he
3 years
in.
For an excuse to bring up Blake Countess, and you finally got it. I'm so pumped for you.
This is a Blake Countess podcast.
You've been waiting for years to bring up the guy who played at Michigan and Auburn.
The guy who
finally got to the Michigan Auburn man. Yeah. Finally got to bring up Blake Countess.
Blake Countess, who should have had a dang pick six in the Iron Bowl in 2015. Golly.
Sure.
Anyway, what's the best quarterback number of all time?
12.
Okay. All right. I think 11 or 14. I like 11 or 14.
Who's the best quarterback that wore 11 ever? Or 14? Who wore 14?
Well, Stan White wore 11.
Brad, you can't just use Auburn numbers.
And I don't know. I just like something about the 1 and the 4. They're good, sturdy, steady, strong-looking numbers. I don't know the best quarterback to wear 14.
Best quarterbacks to wear 11, Drew Bledsoe, which I was going to make that joke, Phil Simms, Carson Wentz, Dante Culpepper, Alex Smith. Alex Smith wore
11. I mean, those aren't bad.
I wouldn't have guessed that. 14. I mean,
Dan, Otto Graham and Dan Fouts.
Oh, and Y.A. Tittle.
Yeah.
Oh, and Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay. Yeah. Totally sold on that.
It doesn't mean everyone who wears 14 is a great quarterback. I like the number. The best
quarterback number needs to have some, like, some icons at it. And neither of those do.
How about 16? How about Joe Montana?
So, is there another one, though, other than Joe? I'm trying to think. I can't think of another 16.
Isn't Aaron Rodgers 16?
He's 12.
He's 12?
Okay. Thank you for contributing to my argument.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, 12 maybe. You may have a case for 12. I may not push back on that one too hard.
Okay.
Safety. That's the last one we'll do. Safety.
Ooh, there's probably a lot for safety.
Mm-hmm.
I think safety, good safety numbers and good running back numbers are going to probably be similar because they're just good numbers. They look good on a jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably several in the 20s and 30s that I would feel good about at safety.
I like that. I also don't mind single digits. I like 4 for a safety. Junior Rose
Green. Because Zach Etheridge.
Zach Etheridge, Junior Rose Green, Jason Bray wore 4 specifically at Auburn. 4 has been very good. Has been a good safety number.
Yeah.
Who's 4 this year?
Who is 4 this
Rich
year?
Sean Pleasant. Yeah. Pleasant and Koger are 4.
Pleasant's wearing 4?
Yeah.
He was a 4 last year, was he?
I don't think so.
Who else? Koger's 4, right.
Yeah.
I made a graphic for him this morning. I should have remembered that. He's the most underrated player on this team. I'm saying it.
I like that. I like that very much.
It's being something.
I also like Roback.
Sure. They're great.
I like our post show. I like Roback. I like a bunch of stuff. Go to Roback.com. Go Barn20 is your promo code. Get 20% off. You ready for the post show?
Yeah.
I think your computer's lagging a little bit.
It's not me, brother. I promise. All right, that does it for today's show. Everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours. Become a member!